Mishnah Vav. So in our Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Bav Metzia, the Torah allows a person to eat whatever he wants to eat when he's working with that food, as much as he wants to eat of that food, I should say. And we actually saw before that it would be forbidden from the Torah to strong arm a man and to not, you know, to forbid him to do it. That would be violating the Torah. But that's if it's against his will. If he's prepared to forego eating the dates, whatever he's working with, he's allowed to do that. And he could, in exchange for that, strike a deal with the employer and say, listen, I'm not going to eat your dates. I don't want your dates. I'm allergic to dates. I have a stomachache anyways. But whatever it is, since I'm not going to eat your dates, I want to be compensated and being paid an extra 5%, whatever the story is. So you'll save money on dates, you know, and you'll give me some of that extra money as my wages. So in other words, he's foregoing his Torah right and getting compensated for it. That's okay because, and this is the point, because midato, from his will, his, the employee's will, is to not eat from the produce. He's allowed to do that. Not the employer forcing him. And therefore, kotzetz adam al yedei atzmo, a person could strike a deal with, on behalf of himself, with the employer and say, listen, you pay me an extra, you know, dollar a day, and I'm not going to help myself to any of your food. And similarly, he can also do it al yedei beno bito gedolim, if he sends out his kids, who are bar and bas mitzvah, to go work as for the house, you know, for the family, you know, bank account. He can hire out his kids, and he can say to the employer, and my kids are not going to eat your fruit that they work with, and in exchange we want a higher wage. That's acceptable, but the kids, since they're gedolim, they have to agree. The father can't force them either. He's speaking on behalf of the kids, but the kids have to agree. If the kids don't agree, he's not allowed to do it. Al yedei avdo, v'shivchaso gedolim, same goes if he's sending out his slaves. He's like subcontracting out his own slaves, but they're grown-up slaves. These are evid kananim. So again, the Eved Kanani is entitled to eat what it works with, what he works with, what she works with, but they can strike a deal. Now, I don't know how the Mishnah is saying, the Pshat of the Mishnah is that the Avadim are agreeing not to eat from the food they're working with. I don't know how that would play itself out in real life. I find that hard to imagine. Because remember, like, there has to be some quid pro quo. I would think. I don't know the Gemara here. Tzarch Ian, how that would work? Because if there's nothing in it for the Evan, so how could you say he agrees? Yeah, because you're not going to hit him otherwise. That's not what. I know, but he has to be midato. I own this human being. He's mine, and I figure I need some spare cash. I know what I'll do. I'll rent him out to you by the day. And I'll tell him, listen, when you're working picking, you know, John's figs, I want to make more money, so you can't eat with those figs, so I can get a higher price for renting me out. Do you agree? It's hard for me to understand how that would say, that's really cool, midato. Yeah, it's Sarkin, I don't have anything intelligent to say. I'm bringing up my own question, which is, how's that going to work? Like, it's
conditions you have to have before something, if you have to feed him, right?
Yeah, but how is it? Usually, midato means it's something. There's something in it. If I'm forgoing something, I must be getting something in return. Otherwise, how could you possibly construe it as being midati? Are you saying it's my will? How could it be my will? I'm giving up and not getting something in return. I don't understand how that could work. You know? In any case, he doesn't have the power, so that if he doesn't have, he has das. So the slave has no like leverage to negotiate with his employer. That's true. But that being the case, so the slave owner is saying to the slave, you're going to work and you're not going to eat from the produce so I can charge more money for renting you out. Is that okay with you? Like, how could the answer to that question be meaningfully yes? I mean,
give me food.
Oh, yeah, he could, but fine. If yes, then yes. I'm not sure that's the case. I'm not sure what the case is exactly.
What else would he eat?
Well, maybe he eats breakfast and dinner as he does every day.
Right.
Just he hired him out for a few hours, and he wants to make an extra buck off his back.
You're saying, why would he agree unless there's something
else? Yeah, I don't know if that's meaningful. I'm just not sure. I'm my own question. I don't know if it's meaningful. You can be an altruist on your own steam.
Maybe it's not altruist. Maybe it's just out of respect for his employer. They don't pay all.
The English it reads perfectly, and the Hebrew, you know.
It
stipulates, in other words, you're involved in doing. I'm instructing you how to eat those.
I know, but that isn't the Pshat in the Mishnah has to be the slaves agreeing.
Right.
It has to be midato. Otherwise, the Torah said he's allowed to eat. So how can you can't go against the Torah? So it has to be he's agreeing out of his own free will to you know his own volition to weigh that Torah's right. I'm just saying I'm not sure how that works. How can you tell someone to do something and then say his will? If he's not getting something in return.
Say no.
I don't know if he could say no. If yes, then yes. I don't know what the pshat. Maybe the pshat is has to be that you have a relationship with your eved that he can say no to you, but that's not really how slaves work, I don't think. And if it's for fear of reprisal, like you won't get dinner if you eat, or I'm going to punch you or something, then that's not midato, I don't think. Okay, sorry, Ian, I've got. The pshat is the pshat. The pshat is the slaves agreeing. Okay? Also. All day, each tells him goes. The guy rents out his wife, however it works, just like his kids. He sends his wife to the fields to work. The point is the only. I'm sure the wives can work on their own, like the men can work on their own. The point is the husband struck the deal with the employer on behalf of his wife. So the point is that's okay. Same with his kids, same with him, same with his slave. The deal can be you're going to pay my wife, you know, X. The usual wage plus 10% in exchange for her not helping herself to the food as she works with it, just has to be the wife's agree. The wife has to agree, otherwise she's the Torah's protecting.
Well, she's 11.
Well, I'm talking grown-ups. Grown-ups. Everything here is gedolim. Interesting you say that, because look how it speaks out. Everyone else is gedolim, and you'll see in a second. It says, Avdov Shivchaso HaGedolim, and his Bito, Beno Bito HaGedolim. It didn't say his wife, the gedola. Interestingly, because I think that that's not normal. The assumption that the wife's a gedola. That's normal. Even though you've seen 10 times a woman could get married off in 3 years from any age, right? But that's not normal. Okay. Anyway, so that's all that. Now, that's all true when they are grown-ups, but they have das. They could agree. So that's the point. They themselves, the workers, could agree to forgo their right to help themselves the food. You cannot speak on behalf of your little children and say they're not going to help themselves. No, you tell your kid, listen, your 8-year-old kid, next neighbor needs help picking his grapes, he's going to pay us for the day. You go help with the grapes, and I'll get the money, because that's what a good kid's going to do. But don't pick the grapes, because then he'll pay us less money. Instead, when you get home, if you don't have to pick the grapes, I'll give you a lollipop. And he figures he's going to get an extra $10 of wages, so he'll buy himself a 10-cent lollipop. So it's worth it for the father. So you say, oh, the kid agreed. That's how a kid could normally agree. You're giving them some sort of other compensation. But here, it's not going to cut it. Since the child is 8 years old, so he or she doesn't have das. So even though if he's for sure ready to exchange all the dates in the world for a lollipop, it doesn't cut it. The child still can help himself, no such thing as making such a tonight, because the child hasn't got the das to forego his or her rights to eat as he's working. You can't speak. The child hasn't got the das to forego the rights. The Torah gives it the rights, and that's that. So the child, no matter what stipulation you make, the child can still eat from the produce. And I guess you wouldn't be able to charge extra. Right? Even if it's your own slave, and your slave has like no say in the matter, but since they're a child, and they can't, if they're a child, and they cannot have the das, because they're 9 years old, to forego their rights to eat, so you can't speak on their behalf. And even if you make such a condition as you rent out your own slave, still the slave can still help himself to eat, because they can't. They're unable to have das to forego that right. And certainly when you're talking about your animal, if I'm renting my animal out to you for the day, I can't say to you, under any circumstances, you can muzzle the animal so it won't eat from your produce and you pay me an extra 10% on the rental of the animal. No way. The animal, like the children, don't have das. I can't make it. It has to agree to forego its right to eat, and the animal certainly can't do that. It's just an animal. And therefore, you can't make such a condition, and they can help themselves. The young children and the animals can help themselves. They can't be restricted.